not allow the Tyra Banks hate train to continue any further. I just won't allow it. She has done completely too much and contributed far too much to not only the fashion industry, but to the world of reality TV. I just refuse to let her name be tarnished with the insane amount of think pieces, although several are valid. I will say that. But no, we truly have to give her thanks and her flowers, because Tyra Banks, she really did it. I had planned on discussing America's Next Top Model for this session, but I just want to just get into the icon that is Tyra Banks. I'm always delighted when I see moments of Tyra Banks online and she's celebrated. So moments from her runway days with Victoria's Secret, or even if it's just people posting about Life Size. But outside of that, I think her other projects, such as America's Next Top Model and The Tyra Banks Show, although at the time we enjoyed them and I still enjoy it, I think now that we have fully dived into the woke era, it's almost as though both of those projects have impacted her legacy so much that it's almost kind of, I don't want to say tainted it, but it really has placed her in a very odd position in history. Tyra Banks is just iconic, and there's no way around it. She's simply iconic, and what she's done is iconic. With America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks and Ken Mock joined forces to not only provide us with a fantastic reality show, but I definitely do believe that they had the intent on launching the careers of several women into the fashion industry. Now, with that, there comes a bit of a battle, and we have to understand that battle. And I recently saw an interview where Tyra Banks addressed the backlash of America's Next Top Model, and she also gave an explanation as to why she made some of the decisions on the show, and also how she felt about some of her choices. With the interview that she did with Tamron Hall, she did address the controversy surrounding the show and also her name. And she didn't say that she felt bad, but she did, in a sense, say that she felt that it was wrong. She didn't regret anything, but she did feel that some of her decisions were wrong. And I can stand by that. Why regret impacting fashion, reality TV, in the way that you did? Sure, America's Next Top Model was probably one of the most toxic shows ever. Like, the show was, without a doubt, problematic. But it almost felt like it was in the best way possible. I remember watching this show in real time. And when I say you had to be there for America's Next Top Model, you had to be there. Like, I watched this show from the ground up. And when I say it was a ride, it was a ride. Tyra Banks put those girls through hell. And I enjoyed it. I, for one, enjoyed it. I loved every moment. I didn't know if I was going to be watching a beautiful photo shoot with seagulls, or if this model would be fighting to the death on the runway with flames igniting on both sides. You just never knew what you were going to get with this show. And that, to me, was the best thing. Tyra Banks kept you girls on your toes, and you couldn't take it. You girls now, you can't take it. She understood the assignment. When it came to giving us reality TV gold, Tyra Banks, she excelled. She excelled. And you want to know why she excelled? It's because she created a character. Tyra Banks created Tyra Banks. And I just want you to sit with that. Tyra Banks created Tyra Banks. And for Tyra Banks, she had to create different versions of herself that existed in not only reality TV, but on daytime television. So you had Tyra Banks as the host of America's Next Top Model, and you also had the Tyra Banks as the host of the Tyra Show. And she had to be different versions of herself in order to meet the goal. So the purpose of America's Next Top Model was always to be a successful reality show. But with that, you have to have some sort of buy-in. Sure, we're going to go ahead and give you all this access to the top designers, photographers, and runway coaches. And we're going to give you all this access and try to build you into the best supermodel. But only one of you can be on top. And so that in itself was just enough to get hundreds and thousands of women to want to apply to be on this show. Because they saw it as a way of, okay, I'm going to have all this access and all I have to do is just make sure I show up, listen, take the feedback, and hopefully I can be America's Next Top Model. That was the buy-in. Now, Tyra understood that with the buy-in, there has to also be actual valid, credible people on the show. So, of course, you know, she called on her homegirl, Kamora Lee Simmons, to be a judge. Janice Dickinson, quote unquote, the first supermodel of the world. She also had to get in other notable photographers such as Nigel Barker and, you know, other style editors. So she had to call on her close friends and everyone to kind of come in and really let everyone know that this was legitimate and that, hey, we are really focused on making you the best model. Yeah, that was supposed to be the whole premise of the show. And that's what we were sold. That's what they were sold. And that's what it was supposed to give. However, once those girls made it in, it was done. Tyra really gathered those girls and said, I run this. And y'all really about to see how crazy it gets. And I really think that's iconic. Like, she really decided, like, Tyra Banks really decided to make a show and cause the most chaos possible. And I actually do think her intent all along was to do that. But also, I actually do think that she knows that there was going to always be backlash. But I feel as though the way she did it was that she knew that we wouldn't realize it so soon. So that's why she had to go ahead and just take advantage of the moment. The moment that show took off, Tyra took advantage of it, and she just kept putting out cycle after cycle after cycle and giving us more and more winners, as though it was just so insane how she really pulled this off. And I love it. I think we all just really have to just let Tyra know that, sure, we never understood the method to your madness, and for some of us, we never will. But I do think that, honestly, the whole point of America's Next Top Model and even the Tyra Show, the whole point of all of that was for Tyra Banks to let everyone know that she can deliver. She can deliver. She already proved that she can deliver as a model. And she also proved that she can deliver as a reality television host. And she also showed us that she could be a successful talk show host. Are we not processing how incredibly talented Tyra Banks is? And I know she's gotten the whole kind of crazy auntie archetype going on right now. I don't know what that is, but hey, I love it. And I'm gonna stand 10 toes down with her, because she essentially impacted my personality at a very young age. And I didn't realize that me tuning into this show would really set me up to not only have the amount of confidence that I have now, but also want to do more than what I ever thought I could imagine. So Tyra taught me that, hey, you know, I'm a successful model, but I can also be a successful host. I can also talk. I can also, you know, I can do more than that. And she really opened up the doors for a lot of women. And I believe not only women, men as well, but just anyone that wanted to explore different ventures that most people probably thought that they couldn't do. At the time, who, no one really expected a model to branch off to become a successful talk show host or have a widely successful reality show. So for Tyra Banks, that was pretty huge. And also a woman of color, and she did it first. Like, she did it first, y'all. Let's put some respect on Tyra Banks' name. Like, come on. This is Eve we're talking about. She's great. No matter where she goes, dress her up from her head to her toes. Like, this woman is simply iconic, and I will not stand by the hate. Tyra, you are that girl, and you will forever be that girl. Now, sure, we can discuss some of the things that you did, but with that, I still stand by what you did overall. I do, because I have to understand that if I was put in that same position, I would most likely cause chaos as well. I would definitely do it. I would. I would take those giant clocks and try my best to knock these girls off the runway just to see who can last. I would definitely throw an afro on the Latina. I mean, hey, it's an experiment. Let's see if she can model through it. You know, I would definitely make the girls bungee jump from the Empire State Building while also smizing. Hey, I would. I would, because I want to know who wants to be on top. Tyra wanted to know who wanted to be on top. And a lot of you couldn't take that because you couldn't be on top. Like, this is not a game. This is for real. The original Squid Games, led by the one and only. She did that. And I think y'all just need to understand that it's about time we put more respect on her name. I'm simply proud of the legacy that Tyra Banks has left behind. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Because she's truly mother. And we will give her her flowers. So yeah, cousins, that's that. Tyra Banks is and will forever be that girl. She did what needed to be done. And we are going to make sure that from here on out, we celebrate our queen. Yeah. Also, the Tyra show, as problematic as that was as well, she definitely still did her thing with that, because, I mean, honestly, Tyra really was touching on some topics that I think a lot of other talk show hosts really were scared to talk about. Now, sure, the interviews were a bit zany, but hey, that's neither here nor there. I consider that more of just a personal taste, and I loved it. I actually wish the Tyra show never ended because it was so good. I love that show. I just loved anything with Tyra on it. Was Tyra self-indulged? Yes. Absolutely, 100%. But hey, could you blame her? So yeah, cousins, what are your thoughts? Do you think Tyra was a villain? Is she a villain? How do you feel about Top Model? Do you think they should bring the Tyra show back? And if so, would you watch? I would. I definitely would. Tyra, if you are listening, first and foremost, Tyra, if you are listening, I love you. And please bring back the Tyra show. The Top Model, we can just let that be what it was. It did what needed to be done, and I am forever grateful for that. I'm forever grateful for you, Mr. J, Miss J, Janice. Yes, I am still grateful for Janice. She may have said some crazy stuff, but I'm still grateful. The show just truly impacted me at a very young age and really taught me that I can always do more. Tyra Banks has always been an example to me of just always going outside of the box. She went from fashion model to reality television queen to successful talk show host. And, you know, that's pretty honorable. I just find that it just so admirable that someone who was at one point criticized for their weight decided to go into different avenues and not only go into them, but also be successful in them in places that she probably would not have been welcomed in. So she broke barriers and made her own. She made her own. And yeah, so I think that's iconic, and I will forever celebrate her for being the amazing queen that she is. And it would be amazing to actually have her do the Tyra show now, considering the way the world is and just the emergence of so many new artists. I can just definitely see her doing interviews. Can you imagine an interview with Tyra Banks and Ice Spice? That would be hilarious. I would absolutely adore that. One can only hope. Maybe one day I'll interview Ice Spice. Who knows? That's all for today, cousins. Love you all. Stay fresh. Stay positive. Lead with love. Lead with kindness. And we out.